The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Goodbye to this week. Goodbye forever this week. Goodbye. Hello, Friday.
Woo, woo.
Perfectly apropos. Whoop, 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 it is. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. It's from a YouTube video of the whistle tips in Oakland. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I'll share it with you sometime.
Please do. Put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I will.
For all of us who are not familiar with the woo woo.
Yeah. The whistle tips?
Yeah, it's they did a story about whistle tips in Oakland, and the guy's like, I don't know why people get upset about them. You're supposed to be up in the morning. It's a little woo woo. So,
What's a whistle tip?
It was a trend in Oakland for a while where people would put these things on their mufflers, and when they drove by, they would literally whistle very, very loud.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a muffler thing.
Yeah, it's a muffler thing.
It's like it's a sound annoyance.
It was one of the first YouTube viral kind of clips, so I'll put it up on the Facebook page. But
woot.
I always go.
I didn't know where I got woot woot from.
It's early in the morning. Supposed to be eating breakfast. Woot woot. Wake up.
I just got home from the third shift, and I just fell asleep, and you're woot-wooting outside my window.
That would be the comments from the citizens in the video.
Yeah. Keep it down, jerko. Woot-woot. No. No, no. Mm. Mm. Well, listen. All that aside, and that'll be a lovely thing to look at on the Facebook page. It's wonderful. This week, can F all the way off. However, this weekend, woot-woot.
Woo, woo.
It's Friday. We got, for those of you who are longtime fans of the show, many of you hate this guy. Hooman's birthday is this weekend, so we're going to woo-woo over at Hooman's birthday. You're probably invited to it. I'm not kidding you. Invited. I have the invite right here. It's like 1,500 invitees. 490 people have said yes. Well, I might not even see him. I might not be able to get to him. But we have our own little rat pack.
I'll see you there.
It's going to be, Sarah and John. Maddie's going to be. Are you bringing a guest at all?
I'm not.
Yeah. Is that because you don't think Danielle's going to bring a guest? She's probably bringing a guest.
Who, Danielle?
Yeah, Danielle.
I'm sure she is.
She doesn't roll anywhere solo, really.
That's all right. It's a big party. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
You never do know.
You never really do know.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I like it because there'll be people there I haven't seen in a while, like Owen Harrington.
Oh, my God. I know. Yeah. I'm really excited to see him. He married that girlfriend of his, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A while ago. Yeah.
I haven't seen them in a while. Yeah. Oh, good for them.
Yeah. He's doing
good. He's wonderful. Great. We'll catch up. It'll be wonderful. And then Monday's Veterans Day. A lot of people, it's like a school bank holiday. So we've got a 3-day weekend. So I'm very excited. The weather has been like, please never change. I guess.
Yesterday was.
Just.
There was no surf, but it was so perfect out.
Mm.
I sat there going, I just want to be in that water, but there's nothing to ride.
Yeah.
So I just sat there, but it was still very nice.
Like, yeah. And then you never just go, well, I'll suit up and do all the work that it takes to get out, and I'll just go out there and see.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
And then on a day when I've commuted and it's just been one of those weeks, I was like, I'm going to go out there and be frustrated, not be happy. You know, because what you really want to do is...
Cowabunga, dude.
Feel some speed.
Sure. Hoopah.
And some rush.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it, yeah. But then
this is a hard part. This is a very hard... I'm going to tell you something. I lost a lot this year. Like, we gained things, we lost things. I lost my whoopah. Where's that? Where's that sound? I need that sound.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
If you don't want to, and you don't need to, and it's fine.
No, you definitely do want to.
We move on with our lives now.
We don't. We get stuck. I get stuck on things. It's just, I don't know. There's just a lot of things that somebody left here with.
Part of it is because I had an eye appointment as well.
Oh, so you didn't have time to mess around.
You know, when you screw around, like when I've heard you talk about the dentist, I think, well, now that kids are in the picture, I find myself less stoked to go to appointments because, you know.
I got plenty of those.
I got lots of stuff going on.
Right.
Very little time. But I had this eye appointment and it feels like a scam that you can't just roll. If your prescription is set to expire, you have to go back and get looked at it. Like,
they can't just give you a new set of glasses.
Roll me over, bro.
Give me
like
new,
what I got.
Right. My contacts are working for me. Give me more of those.
Nope. You got to go back in. I was there for an hour and a half yesterday.
Ugh.
Doing a lot of the waiting, but also the stuff.
Yeah.
And I just, and in the end, he's like, okay, here's your prescription. I just went, you know, all those people in the waiting area, you could have just stamped my prescription and I wouldn't have been mad at you.
Right.
Bummer.
I know.
But what if it changes? You're getting older. You never know.
But
if your things
working.
Are working for you, then you're fine. In fact, I went in for my last one because I needed to get more contacts. And they, you know, you go through the whole thing and they measure this, they measure that. And is this, which one's better? Look at this. Mm-hmm. Where's the dot? Do you see the ripple? All the stuff. Poking and prodding. Which is fine because at least there's no backdoor action. And so, you know, usually, I'm going to rule it out.
What kind of eye doctor do you go to?
It's every damn doctor I go to. They're like, well, I'm going to need you to take your pants down. But for what? I'm here for that. My toe hurts. So, anyway, I go through all this, all the stuff, because you have to go and get your eyes looked at. And then I get new glasses, and I'm like, these don't work.
You know,
paid all the money for all the stuff, and I'm still on my old glasses.
One of the things that's funny is I thought of you the other day. Christina recently went, and we both go to the same eye doctor, and she's been... Between the nose that she just got.
She's had times.
And, but she went and got, what do you call yours? Your glasses?
Of course, the minute you say it, they're procedural.
Progressive. Yeah, I have those too.
She got those.
Yeah.
And she'd already been through the, these don't work. These don't work. Right. This pair doesn't work. She got progressives and she goes, this was her at dinner last night. She goes, these new glasses, which, you know, new frames. Good ones?
Yeah.
That alone is expensive.
It's so...
Add these progressive lenses.
And they're plastic.
And she goes, if you don't move, you're the perfect distance right now. And I go, what use are those then? What is the use of something if you... I have to be this... Like, we were this far apart. Maybe a little less. At dinner table. But she goes, that's the distance I can see with these glasses. Everywhere else
she got
is blurry.
She got office progressives.
Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, mine, and my head does it automatically now. If I'm looking, if I need to look at something close up, I look through the bottom. This, now I'm looking through sort of the middle third. Everything here is clear. You're perfectly clear. The buildings across the street are perfectly clear. Like, they're great. You get the right ones, they're great. They do take getting used to, and it sounds like her main focus is... set up for a computer screen that's 3 feet away from her.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Because I've gotten TV ones, I've gotten office ones, and I'm like, just give me one that has the range of everything. And that's what I got.
Well.
Yeah.
I'll bring that info home and see what happens.
I truly don't know, but I don't know, you know? Mine do work. But I went and going through all the rigmarole, got a new one, I'm like, these aren't good enough, and I went back to these ones. That I've had forever.
And those are the ones.
They are. And then even the new contacts that they, you know, oh, yes, you've changed a little bit. I'm like, have I? Because everything's still working just perfect. Can I just get the same ones? So I'm, when I go back, because I have an appointment coming up, I'm going to be like, I'm using the ones from two visits ago. I want that prescription. Confirm that that prescription still works. That's all I'm here for. Give me more.
This is what the eye doctor brings out, though, is all this, like, but...
Well, it's so important. I need to be able to see and read and drive. Right. I have special driving glasses, actually, because we drive at night, and it's really hard.
Yeah, I don't... The eye doctor, it's a thing. You just want to, you know, all I want is the glasses. I want to buy the stuff that I was using. No, you've got to come see us.
Right.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. I mean, don't they get a cut of the thing that you know, I'm re-upping. I'm going to buy more of the contacts. Don't you get a little cut of that? Man. You got to come see me. I got to come see you again.
Anyway, at least you guys are going to go party with Hooman.
I know. At least there's that.
He throws a ripping party.
He really does. What are you going to wear? I'm trying to work on my... Like, it's got to be, you know, they're always upscale.
Well, I just got these new Nike Travis Scott black... sneakers. I'm excited to
I'm sorry.
Wear.
Really?
Yeah.
Travis Scott, Astroworld guy.
I'd love Travis Scott. His music, but the sneakers are.
I've never met anyone who loves Travis.
Super dope.
Oh, are they mad dope?
Yeah, they are mad dope.
Oh.
This is the guy who's all money's tight right now.
I know.
But I gotta have those Travis Scott Nikes.
Priorities, man. That's why money's tight. Saving up for the Travis Scott black sneakers. I don't understand it. That's fun. That's, you know what.
They weren't that bad.
But. It's good. Well, what do they cost? Tell the truth for us.
$150.
Oh, well, it's not the end of the world. It's not like Yeezys.
Yeah, I just I didn't eat out for a couple weeks and saved the money for that.
707 says, wait a minute, back up. Did Maddie have a thing for hot-ass Danielle? Everyone has a thing for hot-ass. Sarah
I have a thing
has
for
a thing for hot-ass Danielle.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
She has the softest skin I've ever felt.
Well,
on her thigh.
You think she'll let me feel it this weekend?
That's
I don't know.
You, I mean, I've never felt her skin, so I don't know if it's
it's the softest skin I've ever felt.
All other female,
like softer than any baby
comparison.
I've ever held. I just I don't know about her face and stuff. But one time I put she had thigh high boots on with like a short shorts or skirt or whatever. So there's a good chunk of thigh showing, and I reached up, you know, like you do. Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And my hand, I would
like,
oh,
you do.
You know, well, like girls do to each other, like, oh, hey, you, let me ask you this or whatever. Just an enthusiastic.
And then you just reached right up her skirt.
No, I didn't say that. I said I put my hand on her thigh, and then I was like, oh. And I started, I'm like, what is it? It's like a lotion that you use? Like, what is the secret?
What did she say?
She goes, no, I just have really soft skin. She goes, you should feel my butt. I'm like, oh, well, that would be
sounds
appropriate.
Like you? Sounds did you like get to?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't want to. Because then, you know, then there'd be a line to feel Danielle's butt, and I didn't want to do that to her.
That sounds delightful. But woman's skin in general is one of the things. It's one of the, like, the
not mine.
Of
very
the world.
Scaly. Very alligatory.
Whenever you're, like, lucky enough to be naked with a lady, that feeling is profound. Mm.
So, Vinny, you haven't felt her skin.
Danielle's skin, no.
So that sounds like something I need to do this weekend for the show.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fan, like her
we
butt.
We talked about it.
Specifically
and I need,
her butt.
Okay.
Since she's bragging about that.
I will.
Listen, I'm going
to.
I'll
posit it to her that
I'm
way.
I'm not going
to
skin block you. I'll just see what you can. You know what? If you can pull that off, there's $5 in it for you. I'll give you $5.
Oh.
You know, pay for content for the show.
He gets to touch her butt and gets $5?
No, he has to pay me $5.
Oh.
It has to be the butt or just the skin?
No, just, I'm telling you, it doesn't even need to be the butt. If you can, and be polite, please, grab him by the thigh, if you would, consent.
Preferably a hug around
oh
the
my
back,
God. Do not listen
feeling
to him.
Of the butt.
Well, no, I'm going to posit it to her as, hey, this came up on the show, it's really important prep, yes. I need to, you know, I'm sorry, it's
listen,
my job.
She's very game, I'm sure that she'll laugh and she'll say, I give you my consent.
It's my job!
Or if she does say, I do not give you my consent, then you respectfully say, okay, I accept that. Because yeah. That's the kind of men that I work with, the good kind.
Yes, I would not do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, lady skin, it's the best.
It is, it's wonderful.
It really is.
All right, we have a lot to do today.
What?
Yeah, I have so many things. Just this break alone that I come out. So I want to get rolling. Like, let's grab Friday by the throat, wrestle it down, knock it out, have her way with it. Mm. Friday. I am sorry. I'm not asking for your consent on this one. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Here is a song.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.